All right, we have the lovely Lainey Wilson on Pure Country. It is so nice to finally meet you. I feel like I have kind of missed out on getting to hang out with you because I was on maternity leave and I was watching everyone hang with you and I was like, I want to meet her.
Oh, you're so sweet. Oh my gosh. And y'all's baby is precious. I have seen pictures.
Thank you. It is crazy being a mom, let me tell you. But
I cannot imagine.
Back to work and like your record when you released it. I've always been a fan of yours, but this record is so good.
Oh, I'm, thank like, you so much.
Just so glad that you get to go out on the road now and play it for people.
Girl, I'm telling you, we're back at it. And it's been a weird kind of like crazy jump for me because, you know, like right when the shutdown happened, I mean, a few people knew my stuff, you know, a few people were singing out in the crowd, but here we are a year and a half later. And it's like a lot of people
are
saying, you know, it's wild.
Going out on tour with Jason Aldean, you know, those are fans you haven't really been able to access maybe yet. And you're going out while your song is at, it's like climbing to the top right now.
Which is just crazy.
Number 10. Oh my gosh. So what's that feeling like? Because I mean, I think artists right now, sorry, I have a Frenchie like you do.
Oh my gosh. Mine is right here. I gotta see yours.
She's snoring right now. And I'm like,
oh my gosh, hold up.
I was like, am I going to get to meet Hippie Mae Wilson?
Oh yes. This is Hippie.
Hello, Hippie. Oh my God. Oh,
it would be so precious. Good.
This is Phoebe.
Phoebe. Oh my gosh, so precious.
I feel like Phoebe and Hippie need to have a play date at some point.
I think they do.
Yes, definitely. She's just going to snore while we chat. But,
perfect.
That was on my list of things. I was like, is Hippie with you at the moment?
Oh, yeah.
No, so what was that like for you? Because I feel like I've been seeing so many artists post videos of fans singing back to them, because I think you guys were craving that more than anything. But for you, that's like you're seeing thousands of people sing your song back to you.
Girl, yeah. So the first time I ever got a standing ovation, I thought people were getting up to leave. So it's all been a shock to me.
Yeah.
It's just been like, wow. I mean, it really is crazy how much ground you can cover in a year and a half by not really going anywhere. You know, I really just kind of dove into the social media side of things. And it was hard at times, but it's been crazy because I feel like a lot of people have been able to, you know, put my face to the songs that they've heard.
Right.
And it's been a while, but I'll tell you, it's doing my soul some good. And it seems like everybody that has come to a show, they're just on cloud nine and excited to be there.
And I think the thing about social media that I think is really cool, because this is how I feel about you. So as a fan, I'm thinking, you know, fans don't get access to you like they do with social media, and especially not getting to go out on the road and meet you.
Yep.
I feel like I got to know your personality and you as a person more. And I was like, I am dying to meet her.
Oh, girl, I'm crazy. Because
you got to do so much more on your socials. So fans got to really kind of see more of who you are and fall in love with your music that way, which I think is awesome.
I'm telling you. My parents and my family, they're like, Lainey, why in the world would you post that? I'm like, hey, I'll do whatever I got to do for a follower.
That's amazing. And speaking of posts on social media, you're just like casually doing a TikTok. You're excited to be out on the road with Jason Aldean. And then he's just like, hey.
And that was the first time I had met him.
Oh, wow.
Literally.
Why do you have that on tape?
Phrases. Yeah. I was just talking about how he was an influence of mine growing up. And next thing I know, I see Jason's head like right here. I'm like, well, nice to meet you.
You're like, I'm gonna have to pause this TikTok for a moment. I need to soak this in. What's it like being out on the road with him? Because I feel like his live show, I mean, is one of the best out there. So for you to get to go out and see that every night, that's got to be inspiring.
It is very inspiring. I'll tell you, like, so it's me, Jason, and Hardy. And Hardy is a great friend of mine. He's like a brother of mine. But both of those guys put on a heck of a show. And I get to sit there side stage every single night for the next 3 months and pick up all these little things and put them in my back pocket. Because when I tell you they know how to connect to people, they do it. It really is. It's amazing. Just watching them. I mean, it's just like they're both naturals, but, yeah, I kind of get to see the whole, you know, behind the scenes part of it, and they're just professionals.
Mm-hmm. And fun. I feel like that's a fun tour.
And fun. I'm like, they put the most three redneck people they could think of together on this tour.
I was like, that is a wild tour. The people that are working on that tour are probably like, woo.
Oh my gosh. Yes. We're, I mean, since it's been so long since we've been out on the road, everybody's kind of taking it easy right now, but right. I'm sure once we get loosened up, there's no telling what
I want to be out there on one of those shows when you guys get loosened. I'm like, I need to party. I've been cooped up for a while, pregnant. Girl. I'm like, I need to get out, have a drink and watch a live show.
I can imagine.
So I did not know that you were a Hannah Montana impersonator in high school and that you, I mean, great job as far as being a tour manager for yourself. Lainey Wilson opened for Hannah Montana.
Girl, I will tell you right now, I would do birthday parties, fairs, festivals. The last place I did it was at St. Jude. Lainey Wilson would open up the show for Hannah Montana. Well, I would be like, hey, can Lainey open the show for Hannah? They'd be like, who's Lainey? I'm like, me, the girl doing the birthday party. But I'll tell you, it taught me a lot when it comes to like knowing your audience. Like, I mean, I'd be playing for a 3-year-old's birthday party. And then that evening I'd be playing at a nursing home. So it was like, it was an experience and I learned a whole lot.
That's good lessons. But I think your music appeals to kids, adults, you know, grandparents. So for you, I feel like doing that was almost an incredible way to like really learn your audience because your music, I feel like my young self needed your music to listen to.
Well, I appreciate that very much. No, my parents have always just taken me to literally like every single opportunity they saw when I was little, they'd be like, hey, Lainey, you want to go sing at the Franklin Parish Theater? Hey, Lainey, you want to go down here to the convenience store and sing for the elderly? And I always was just like, yes, 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 I'll do it. Like anything I can do, let me do it. Aww. And I think that it's been beneficial. Like looking back on it, you know, a lot of the times I'm like, golly, I've done a whole lot of things that seem pointless. But they really weren't, you know.
No, not at all. Are you a fan of Yellowstone? First question.
Yes, I am. I mean, my gosh. Well, first of all, look at the cowboys. I mean, you can't not
be a fan. My husband and I were watching it and we were sitting there and we're like, he's like, I think that's Lainey. And I was like, it is Lainey. I love the songs for it. I mean, how could they not be in Yellowstone? But that's got to be so cool because that's the thing about music is it's not just going out and touring and playing shows. You can have songs get picked up by massive television shows like Yellowstone with Kevin Costner.
It's wild. So, you know, it really has introduced my music to a lot of people that don't go to shows or don't listen to the radio. I mean, it's been wild. But yeah, 3 of my songs have made it in there so far. And so Taylor Sheridan, the writer and producer of the show, he's an incredible person. He loves what I do. And, you know, it's like, I'm a fan of his, he's a fan of mine. And he really just like wants to help me any way that he can. And I met him out at a rodeo in Vegas and we just kind of became friends. And he was like, hey, send me your music. You know, if I feel like if it's the perfect fit, then we'll see what we can do. So it's just been a huge blessing for my life. And especially, you know, when a few of my songs were in there during the shutdown, it kind of felt like the wheels were at least still turning.
Yeah. I mean, we were so excited. We were like, this is awesome. I'm so pumped.
I'm like, come on now, put me in the show.
I know. I was like, are there any plans of a cameo appearance for you?
I hope so. I mean, he knows I'm ready. I'm like, you just let me know, you call me and I'll be there.
I'm going to put that out in the world and see just for you. Do you ride horses?
I do. I grew up riding. So me and my sister, we were PRCA rodeo flag girls. So we'd like ride in with a flag. I'd sing the national anthem and get the words wrong every time. So
I grew up riding horses and like my dad's a horse trainer and everything. So I'm going to put in a request with your label. The next interview we do, we're going to go riding.
Please, please, because I don't get to ride a lot.
Me neither. I never get to.
My horses are back at home, you know, and
okay, we're doing that.
Part of my life that I'm missing.
Okay. We're going to do that and make please. It happen. You know what? We should bring please. Megan Patrick also.
Okay. Okay.
That would be really fun.
Let's do it. My gosh. My girl, Megan,
she is a wild one too, that I love so much. So I feel like that would be a fun day to just go horseback riding and hang out, the three of us. So we'll make that happen.
Okay.
I was going to ask you about hat wearing. Cause I was like, she always wears a hat. And then today you're not wearing a hat, but
I'm not, because I wash my hair.
Your hair looks great. But I feel like you rock hats more than any person I know, and I can't rock hats quite as cool as you do. What's your like hat wearing tip for someone that is like, I want to wear a hat, but I just don't feel like I look good.
I'm telling you, it's just going with it. The first time I wore a hat, I'm like, what in the world am I doing? Because I had this like big brown one with like a big funky looking feather. I say, go big or go home.
Okay.
You know, like wear one that's going to stand out.
All right. Can I wear a hat if I look like a total fool? I'm going to be like, Lainey Wilson made me do this.
Hey, for real, blame it on me. It's okay. I mean, at least like bad press is better than no press, right?
It's true. Yep. At least they'll be talking about me and my big crazy hat. All right. Last thing we're going to do, I want to play a little game with you. Cause I think that, you know, the album's called Saying What I'm Thinking. I feel like you are someone who just fires off whatever you're thinking, which I love. So we're going to do Saying What She's Thinking with Lainey Wilson. Just, I'm going to give you a word and I want you to tell me the first thing that comes to mind.
Oh gosh.
Okay. Summer.
Tan lines.
Okay. Drink.
Beer.
Beer. Yes. Okay. My girl. Hero.
My parents.
Ah, I love that. Duet.
Golly, so many of them. Eric Church.
Yes, make that happen. Color.
Turquoise.
Turquoise, okay. Trip.
The beach.
Bucket list.
Red Rocks.
Yes, I want to be at that show. Sunday.
Church.
Movie.
Dirty Dancing.
And last one, tour.
Jason Aldean.
Woohoo! All right, well, thank you so much, Lainey Wilson, for joining us on Pure Country. And as fun as it was to Zoom with you, I cannot wait to meet you in real life and go horseback riding.
Please. I would love that. For real. I'm not playing. Let's figure it out.
Yes, let's do that.